Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality lingerie and sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for creating a safe space where women are comfortable shopping for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to own their sexuality through education and providing healthful body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminars, classes, and private appointments too. For more information, visit www.tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and good morning. Gosh, I tell you, I don't know, Tom. You know, every time you open up the news a little bit here, there's something dreadful, correct?
Yeah, it seems like it. And we live it every single day here with the news that we get. And the last event in Florida is horrific.
It really is. I just don't know. I don't know how to bring the brighter side when you keep hearing stuff like this happen. Well, let me just start with, I hope everybody had an amazing Valentine's Day, and bringing love to everyone that you know, and that's really kind of how I'm going to start my show. And of course, for anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I always like to start with something uplifting. And of course, never say never, because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion. And so with that, I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom. How you doing, Tom? Did you guys have a good Valentine's Day?
Very nice. Yes, we had fun, and we'll carry it into the weekend because Wednesdays can be difficult. So that's when we'll go out and have a nice dinner.
There you go. There you go. We just, you know, it's funny. We were driving. We went and got a foot massage. Go figure. Okay, but it's like, you know, when you go into the weekend, that's really probably because I could see people, you know, everybody's still working. It's like, how do you stop and enjoy? And a lot of times on that night, it's not the greatest service, right? Everybody's That's rushing true. To get in and rushing yep. to get out. So anyways, I hope that tonight is everybody's Valentine's weekend, and or maybe you celebrated last weekend. I don't know. But anyways, we've got a lot of great things that we're going to be talking about here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, buyers and sellers from Rubicon actually extended one more week, right? So
that Brian McDonald's popular.
He really is, I tell you. So anyways, so I'm excited to share a couple more tickets with that. And if you haven't won and you've called in, try again right now. But we've got some great stuff. I do want to remind everybody here, one, our phone number is 805-419-0084-419-0084. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. Also, check out our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those chances and places to connect with us. Also, our website to listen to all our past shows and our podcasts, and that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, or you can visit us at kimpaganoshow.com. Also, if you have a business or an event or something happening that you would love to share here on The Kim Pagano Show, please give us a call. You can either email us at kim@kimpaganoshow.com, or you can call me at 805-419-0008. This last weekend, we went to the Heart Association, Go Red for Women, and what education, I'm telling you. We're going to actually have another one of our guests on here that is going to be speaking, that spoke there, but another cardiologist. Just so important to really have that education, and it's so valuable. So I hope that you're going to join us with that. But on our first show, I am really excited to have Dr. Carol Osborne. She's going to be talking about this scary thing that's happening, another scary thing. Flu outbreak, and your dog, and do dogs get it? I mean, I don't know all that stuff, but anyways, we're going to talk a little bit with her. And then also, last, we're going to have Justin Hunksinger, and he is with the LA City Council talking about, one, his birthday bash fundraiser, and it's for Devonshire Pals LAPD program for underprivileged children. So that is our first show, and of course, we are here all the way till 8 o'clock, so we've got lots more to talk about. So again, for anybody that's just tuning in, remember that phone number, 805-419-0008. Tom, do you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Oh, and they're good ones. Let's start off with the original Harlem Globetrotters, action-packed with ball handling, wizardry, basketball artistry. If you've never seen the Globetrotters, it is ramped up over the years, even bigger and better than ever. This is a fun show for the whole family. We have tickets here with Kim. Rubicon Theater presenting buyer and seller, the one and only Brian McDonald doing his one-man act, and I hear it is incredible. You can win tickets to that. The show has been extended. LA Zoo admission tickets to the Zoo and Botanical Gardens. That's located in Los Angeles, the world-famous LA Zoo. How about Tristology? For love and passion.
There you go.
Enhance your relationship by visiting Tristology with a gift certificate from Kim. Champagne on Main. It's the Spring Street Fair. Enjoy shopping from vendors, local artists, crafters, nonprofit organizations, all of that. It is going to be happening March 31st from 11 to 6:30 in the early evening. And you can also hear from Justin Hunsinger, a birthday bash t-shirt, the whole deal, tickets too. That's a party, and that's what we have with Kim.
There you go. And I want to add a couple more things to it. One, we've got the Blue and the Gray Civil Art reenaction in Moore Park. And that, of course, we want to give out tickets to that. That's happening March 17th and 18th over at the Hitch Ranch over there. And I think we've got a little bit longer for what they call is their own discount tickets. So definitely hop on their website and get, you know, some tickets at a little bit discount price. And also find out a little bit more about our history. Definitely some really good stuff there. Anyways, we'll tell you a little bit more about all the stuff that's going on. So right now, if you're interested in going, I've got a pair of tickets, and I'd love to share those with you. And of course, that is to the Blue and the Gray Civil War reenactment. reenactment. And call us right now at 805-419-0008. Let's welcome our first guest, Dr. Carol Osborne. Are you there?
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm an integrated veterinarian right here, nestled in Chagrin Falls, Ohio, about 30 miles east of Cleveland. We are available online, chagrinfallspetclinic.com, and we love to receive calls and help all our pet-loving listeners. Our toll-free phone, 1-866-DR-CAROL, which is 866-372-2765.
So let me ask you, it's interesting, you know, one, I am a big-time pet lover, and but do pets get flu, too?
They sure do. In fact, we're having quite a bout of canine influenza, if you will, from coast to coast right now.
That's interesting, huh? And so let me ask you, how do you know if your dog's sick? Other than, you know, they're usually laying down or... I don't know. You can't really tell their personality difference other than if they're not, you know, if it's a really physical, difference.
You know, you're right about that, Kim. And in 80% of the cases, dogs, like many people that contract the flu, will have coughing, sneezing, a runny nose, and be a little bit lethargic. But within a couple of weeks, they'll be back to normal. About 10%. 10 to 20% of the cases can become a bit more complicated and require hospitalization. So in those cases, if in addition to coughing, sneezing, runny eyes, and being a little tired and sleepy, your pet stops eating, has rapid or difficult respirations, the nasal discharge that started out clear becomes thick and mucousy, then it's time to pick up the phone and call your veterinarian, because those cases are normally admitted into the hospital so that we can provide them with supportive care, isolation, rest, good nutrition, and, of course, fluids, so that they can recover and get back home with mom and dad.
There you go. So let me ask you, tell us a little bit about your practice and how you got started and you know, what kind of dogs that you mostly see, or do you have a preference?
Well, down here we see dogs and cats.
Okay.
As an integrative practitioner, I'm a classically, traditionally trained veterinarian, an Ohio State graduate, and about 10 years into my practice, I realized that there was a void in the world of traditional medicine. It was at that point I went back to school and took several more years of formal education in the holistic, natural Eastern therapies, in diet, nutrition, supplements, herbs, et cetera, so that we could find a way to offer pets what I consider is the best of both worlds, offering traditional medications when they're needed, but trying to focus for the most part on avoiding all the chemicals and preservatives and drugs, if you will, because we find that we are what we eat. And when we can offer our pets good, healthy, natural, balanced nutrition and provide them with proper supplements and avoid excessive vaccines, excessive chemicals for heartworms and fleas, if you will, where we have effective natural remedies, we can often extend the healthy lifespan of our pets by 30%, which translates into 2 to 4 extra healthy years you can enjoy your pet's company.
I love that. Now, when you talk about you are what you eat, what do you suggest that you know your patients and their dogs eat?
Well, we for people that possibilities. I
lost
make up
you
a
there.
Lot of homemade
I'm sorry.
Diets for these pets, so that they can avoid a lot of these available diets, especially the try and canned, that unfortunately, in many cases, are not offering our pets the optimal nutrition that we would like them to receive. So when you see that good-looking chicken breast and the beautiful vegetables and carbs, et cetera, that they pay those graphic artists a lot of money to put on those labels, the pet owner is supposed to think that that's what's in the bag or the can or the box, but unfortunately, that's really not the case. So I've found that if you have a pet where carbs are not a problem, you can create a homemade diet in thirds. One-third would be your long-acting lean proteins, any kind of meat, eggs, or fish, for example. If you were going to use the long-acting carbs, that would be fine. Potatoes, pasta, noodles, and rice, for example, could fit into that category. And then the third category is going to be those fresh vegetables. I always put cruciferous on the top, broccoli, cauliflower, green beans, string beans, carrots, cabbage, etc. For people where perhaps the pet's a little bit pudgy, you have allergies, you want to take off a couple of pounds, you want to just create the diet half protein and half would be your fresh vegetables. Crock-pot can be your best friend because
you can make a big bunch, right? You know, and I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Dr. Carol Osborne, and we're talking about your dog and how to take care of him. And, you know, let me ask you a question. A while back, I lost one of my, I love all my dogs, but my golden retriever to that dog food that had glass in it from China. Do you recall that?
I do indeed.
So I had always basically fed her one kind of dog food. And then my trainer said that she was getting a little heavy and I should switch. And I switched literally for 2 days and it killed her.
And I'm so sorry.
Thank you. And so... You know, it worries me, but my guess, my thought is, so after that, I started making my own food with ground beef and rice and ground turkey, that kind of stuff, you know? And so you kind of are what you eat, and at least you trust it that way. But there's so many times that it's really unsure what's in all the boxes, correct?
Well, not only are you correct in that regard, before any of these pet food products, if you will, would actually get recalled, you have to remember that they've been on the shelf for 6 months, maybe a year, and they've had to sicken so many animals, and so many complaints had to come in through the FDA
before they can
action
even
actually. In fact, just in Ohio this morning, on the news, I believe that they said that up to 60 types of pet foods have been found to be contaminated with pentobarbital, which unfortunately is what is used to euthanize dogs and cats. And although that may sound alarming, Imes and Eukanuba several years back, that has already been an issue. In which deceased pets were being put into the food, hence that's why the pentobarbital is there.
Right.
I think you have to be extremely careful of many of these foods, whether it's lead or arsenic or pentobarbital. The pet food market, unfortunately, is not regulated the way that we would like it to be. And if you have your pet on a diet and the pet doesn't have a slick, shiny hair coat, a nice form stool, is filled with energy, has bright eyes, etc., you know, that's the time, I think, to take a look at things, to discuss and consider making a change to see if things brighten up.
Okay, perfect. So what are some of the symptoms of dog influenza?
The most common signs of dog influenza or dog flu, if you will, would be coughing, sneezing, runny eyes, a nasal discharge, lack of appetite, getting a little bit tired.
Right. And here's a really crazy question. Can they catch it from us?
You know, technically, if you go by the book at this time, we do not have documented cases of the influenza virus going from dog to man or vice versa. But because we have to remember this started out in birds, which is why it's labeled avian influenza, that possibility is always lurking. And the people at the CDC are keeping a close eye looking for any possible indication that that type of transmission, you know, has occurred.
Very interesting. Dr. Yeah. Osborne, would you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I'd love to ask you a couple more questions.
It would be my pleasure.
Okay, great. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I'd love to give away some Globetrotter tickets. If you haven't ever taken your kids to the Harlem Globetrotters, we would love to share those with you. And I've got tickets right here. Give us a call at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Do you know someone who has had breast cancer? 1 in 8 women will. Join Susan G. Komen in its mission to eradicate the disease. Join the Los Angeles County Race for the Cure on March 10th at Dodger Stadium. Register today.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And gosh, I tell you, we've got some really, it's crazy if your animals can start, getting the flu too. It's like, I don't know, out here, we actually had a couple, I mean, they just say every single day that there's somebody that has been passing away from these flus, and it's a little scary because we don't know how to treat them, I guess, or what to take seriously. And so, you know, I know that you mostly treat dogs, but what is it that we're missing?
Well, I think, first of all, because we know it's a big risk for people and for animals, prevention is the key to many things. So to prevent flu in your dogs and cats, isolate your pets, keep them away from other animals, avoid places where pets congregate.
So dog parks, that kind of thing.
Grooming places, shelters, doggy daycare, grooming facilities, even veterinarians, unless of course, you know, your pet is sick. If your pet shows signs of being ill, obviously address that with your veterinarian. Wash your hands and clothes so that you're not transmitting these viral particles, at all. And then remember, you want to try to prevent things again by boosting immunity.
So what would you do to help your animals boost immunity?
Vitamin C is a great home remedy, 500 milligrams 3 times a day for your average 30 to 60 pound dog. For smaller dogs,
could you just give them a chewable vitamin C?
Sure.
And how much would you do?
About 500 milligrams 3 times a day for a medium-sized dog. You can cut that in half for small dogs 30 pounds and under, and you can add a little more for dogs that are over 60 pounds. Colostrum, about 500 milligrams per 25 pounds of body weight once a day works well.
Wow. Okay. So you're really treating them the same as what we would do for ourselves, right?
Exactly. When it comes to aromatherapy, you can diffuse colloidal silver with a little bit of lemon balm. Not only does that fight infections, but it's also an immune booster.
Now, what if they bite their nails? Is there something that you would recommend?
For dogs that bite their nails?
Mm-hmm.
Generally, those are dogs that may have what we call atopy, which is an immune, a lack of resistance to the things we come into contact with in our environment.
Mm.
Simple thing that you can do is get a little squirt bottle, fill it half with alcohol, rubbing alcohol, and half with distilled water, shake it up, and just squirt your pet's feet off when they come indoors from being outside, and just pat them dry with a little cloth. That just helps to remove topical allergens.
That's interesting. So everything you do is very natural, correct?
Yes.
I love that.
And remember, nothing is better than natural, and many of these natural remedies are very, very effective for pets as well as people.
Now, I have a question for you. I just took my dogs to be groomed, and they asked me, do you want the hair in their ears to be pulled out?
Yes.
Is that something you should do? Because they said there was a huge controversy about it.
Not really. The key to having clean, healthy ears, particularly in a pet, is airflow. And because many pets, especially a lot of the designer dogs that are crossed with poodles, they grow all kinds of hair in their ears.
Okay.
The only way that air can get in there is if the hair is plucked or removed with a little tweezers so that air can actually get into the ear canal. Otherwise, the canal fills with hair. And then, of course, in your floppy-eared breeds, it's a dark, deep canal
which
moist,
yep.
And the bacteria and yeast have a heyday.
Pluck
out the ears once or twice a week. You can take a little solution of vinegar and water, if you will, and you can just wipe out the ears. And if you smell a nasty smell or you get a yellow, brown, or black discharge back on your cotton, then that would be the time to talk to your veterinarian about a possible ear infection.
Oh, okay. Some really good tips there. Now, let me ask you, what if you have anxious dogs, okay? I have a little tiny poodle. My mom passed away actually 2 years ago yesterday, or 2 days ago. And I adopted her dogs because they were the love of her life. And so I have this one little dog. They are the most loving dog, but my one poodle, it's interesting. I want to call him a little busybody, okay? If somebody's outside, he has to bark to tell me. If one of the other dogs is stuck in, you know, wherever, he's the one who tells everybody, but he barks like crazy. And I know that's their only way of communicating, but is there a way to, how should I train him not to?
You know, that's a great point that I think many of your listeners probably have the exact same question. First of all, don't forget about regular exercise a couple times a day, because tired pets are usually well-behaved pets as well.
Okay.
When we talk about essential oils can be specifically formulated for pets so that they're completely safe. In my veterinary clinic here in Ohio, I use on just about every dog and cat that walks in the door a combination of three types of chamomile with a little bit of blue cypress. It has a great smell. There's absolutely no toxic or adverse effect, and it just helps to take the edge off, in addition to which it has a nice smell.
And where do you put it?
Right along the back. I just shake it right out of the bottle, put a few drops along the back right on top of the fur, and within a matter of seconds, it just gives a little bit of a calming effect.
Interesting. Very interesting. All right. Well, I might try that, and I'll get back to you on that. Well, Dr. Osborne, how do my listeners find out more about you?
You can visit us online. Our website is chagrinfallspetclinic.com.
Okay.
We're also available by phone right here in Chagrin Falls, Ohio.
Okay.
Our toll-free number is 1-866-DR-CAROL, which is 866-372-2765.
All right. Again, Dr. Carol, thank you so much for sharing your tips here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with everyone, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you very much. I would love to.
All right. You have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Kim.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When I come back, we will have Well, one, Justin on, and of course, we've got the LA City Council talking about really this great fundraiser that's going on, and it's the Devonshire Pals LAPD program for underprivileged children. We'd love to invite you all to it. And again, stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
It goes without saying, we women take care of our families, but often fall short of taking care of ourselves. Heart health may not be on the top of our to-do list, but advocating for yourself is the secret weapon to preventing heart disease and stroke. Power lies within knowledge to make real change, which can reduce the risk for heart disease and stroke by as much as 80%. Join us in supporting the American Heart Association at the Go Red for Women's Luncheon on Friday, February 16th. To reserve your seat, visit us at goredvc.heart.org. That's goredvc.heart.org.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality lingerie and sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for creating a safe space where women are comfortable shopping for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to own their sexuality through education and providing healthful body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminars, classes, and private appointments too. For more information, visit www.tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Well, I would love to do another giveaway. And of course, Rubicon Theater has buyer and seller, a one-man show. This guy is like amazing. He's one of my favorite, Brian McDonald. And because of it being so amazing, they're actually going to keep it on for another weekend. So I'd love to share with some of giveaways right now. And of course, that is at all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Just leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. All right, my next guest, Justin. And is this going to be your birthday bash?
It is.
All right, very, very cool. And I know we got some music of Justin, so we'll play that on our little break here. And, of course, Kim Ord is here. How are you?
I am doing well.
Good,
thank you.
Good, good. And, of course, Captain Liam, nice to see you and nice to meet you.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about this event. And, of course, it's all happening at Borderline Bar. Great place. You're like kind of like one of your hometowns there, right?
It really is. There's only probably two places I'll play when we're not out on the road. That's either the Borderline in Thousand Oaks or the Cowboy Palace in Chatsworth.
There you go. Cowboy Palace in Chatsworth is kind of like my own hometown. I used to grow up out there, you know. So, yeah. So tell us, of course, this is happening March 9th, correct?
Yes, it is.
And the doors open at 7. Everybody's invited. We just invited the world right now, right?
More the merrier.
Okay, great. And how do they get tickets, first of all?
You can go either to my website, justinhonsinger.com, or our Facebook site has the event up, and that's probably the best way is message me direct, and we can get your tickets, or Borderline Grill Ventura.com also has tickets available. Or you can get them at the door. You know, if it's kind of a last minute thing, we welcome all. So okay. Show up, more the better.
Perfect. Tell us, so what is Devonshire Pals? And tell us a little bit about that.
So we were really lucky. Thank you, Justin, for allowing us and putting on this event for Devonshire Pals. Devonshire Pals is a safe haven for the kids from 7 to 17, where they can go after school, get their homework done, and take dance. We have DJ, cooking, and other classes for free. Mm-hmm. These individuals are, 91% of them are at a low income or poverty level. So this is the first, this is where they can really go and enjoy and be, you know, kids.
And not be latch kids, right? I mean, that's really, so I know I do a lot of stuff with big brothers and big sisters. Is this a similar kind of a thing that you guys are doing?
Yeah, what's different about Devonshire Pals is this is an actual center. The center has been open for 8 years.
Okay.
We have close to 2,100 kids that are enrolled in the program that they come in, they can get help with their homework, and a lot of these parents, English is a second language, so they are unable to really help with their homework. So we allow them to come in and get help. And we've seen like a tremendous amount of their school scores.
I love it. So it's a win-win. Where is it located?
It is at 8721 Wilbur.
So it's in Northridge.
It is
in
Northridge.
Got it. Okay, I was wondering if it was with Devonshire, right? Yep. Okay, so that's where I grew up out there. That's my hometown out there, so I love that. Do they come? Are they bused there after school, or how does that work?
A lot of the kids are is close to their school, so they usually walk. Devonshire Pals, it's really important that we partner with the LAPD. And one of the kids, one of the parents, is they have where all three kids have different dads. Their dads are in prison. Mm-hmm. And so their mom is working a double shift. And that's where we kind of partner with LAPD. We bring the officers in to try to change this cycle so that they have a success story. And I'll leave it up to Captain Liam to expand.
So we have officers assigned there that actually work full-time down in the center in conjunction with the other staff. Really as mentors to work with the kids, play with them out on the field, play ball, play soccer with them so they can really set that positive example. And it just makes a huge difference to have a place for these kids to go. Before that center, in that same area, there was nothing for them to do. So instead of being involved in gangs and in drugs and other bad influences out there, now they can go somewhere, work on homework, engage in positive things.
I love that. I love that. Thank you so much for bringing this to our show, because really what we do talk about here is the brighter side of life. We were just talking about the shooting in Florida, and there's just got to be a different way. I don't know what it is, but it's people like all of us getting together and making a difference, an impact in somebody's life that they feel like they're important. Mm-hmm. I think that's really, people think it's guns and people think it's they don't have a purpose. They don't feel like they need to be here. And so, places like this are making a difference. So
right. What really makes it work too is the collaboration with the community. It's made up of volunteers and donations for the community. So without that, it really couldn't exist. And it was started by the community. And collaboration with LAPD.
Kim, how are you involved in this?
I am actually the president. I've been the president for the last 2 years.
Okay.
I've been blessed. It's such an amazing center, an amazing organization, and every donation is crucial to keep this center open.
Well, very cool. Very cool. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, Justin, we're going to hear a little bit about you and how you got involved in this. And Tom, maybe we could hear some of Justin's music. And again, I just want to put this out there. Do we have any tickets that we could maybe give away?
We do. We have four of them.
Okay, cool. Let's do two pairs. And again, this is Friday, March 9th. We want to invite you over to the Borderline bar. And of course, you can look on borderline.com. And that's right over here in Thousand Oaks. All the door proceeds will be donated to Devonshire Pals. And of course, you know, for anybody that's just tuning in right now, this is an LAPD program for underprivileged children. Pre-sale is $10. And if you need more tickets than you win here, they're $15 at the door. So again, we'd love to, I always say these are win-win situations. You know, you get to go have fun, and at the same time, you're helping somebody. So with that, stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us and give us a call right now.
Goes without saying, we women take care of our families, but often fall short of taking care of ourselves. Heart health may not be on the top of our to-do list, but advocating for yourself is the secret weapon to preventing heart disease and stroke. Power lies within knowledge to make real change, which can reduce the risk for heart disease and stroke by as much as 80%. Join us in supporting the American Heart Association at the Go Red for Women's Luncheon on Friday, February 16th. To reserve your seat, visit us at goredvc.heart.org. That's goredvc.heart.org.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show, finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. We'll be talking with Gary Polk about Innovation Incubator at the California State University of Dominguez. And then also, we will be talking with Gina Quarantello and Katie Beck about the American Heart Association. So we've got some really great information. Right now we have Justin here, Justin Hansinger. Did I say that right?
You did.
Oh, good. Okay. And of course, Captain Liam, I will remember that because that's my grandson's name. And of course, Kim Ort. So we've got some great stuff. We are talking about, the LAPD Devonshire Pals, and it's a league supporters. This is, you know, Justin, you brought this to me. Tell me a little bit about, you know, how you got involved and what you're doing for this.
So I first learned about the Devonshire Pals a few years back. Some friends of mine that work at the Devonshire station, I was actually out on a ride along with them at the time and pulled into the center and kind of got a walkthrough and got to see what they really do and the outreach that they do for the underprivileged children, and kind of walked away there with thinking, wow, what a great organization. As you know, I'm very pro-law enforcement. And being able to see the law enforcement give their personal time to these kids that are underprivileged and get them on the right track of life, I mean, what else can you ask for?
Right.
A good friend of mine, his dad worked 34, 35 years with LAPD and was actually involved with this program back in the late 70s when it first started. So watching all these generations of coppers give their time and watch what they do to the community, I mean, what can else? I mean, it's the best thing out there for any kind of kid.
I love it. And now, what are we going to find at the benefit?
You're going to find some good music.
Okay.
We'll
start with
that.
A given, but, right? I love
actually,
it.
Actually, it's kind of blessed. I have two people that I've worked with throughout the entertainment, a new artist that I've been helping out. Emily Cole's going to be opening up an acoustic set. She's doing a great job trying to get a name set for herself. And I have a good buddy of mine, a veteran Marine. Big boy, you won't miss him. His arms are about the size of a big old barrel. So
really?
His name is Big Mike, and he'll be doing an acoustic show as well.
Okay.
And he's going to be opening the show. And both of these people are coming in and helping us out. And, you know, that's really awesome, especially for the music community, being able to call on these people. This is actually the third annual birthday bash I do, and I kind of handpick who I want to come play that night.
I love it. I know that I see kind of Facebook's starting to do that, you know, for who do you want to donate to for your birthday, right?
Right.
And what, you know, how much more materialistic things do we need? You know, our community right here just lost several homes. And, you know, Tom, do you know we raised like $700,000 at that benefit?
$750,000 with Costner,
awesome?
Olivia Newton-John,
yeah.
Colby Calais, and Big Bad Voodoo.
And Big Bad Voodoo. Yeah, I mean, amazing. They wanted $1 million. How close? I mean, that was just amazing. So I'm so grateful to be a part of that. And that's what this is all about is, you know, my saying in life is many hands make little work, okay? Mm-hmm. And as we all can lend a hand and lend a, you know, something that we can do ourselves to help other people, that's what makes this world, you know, worthwhile. So.
And I also have to thank the Borderline for, you know, allowing me to have that night. That's one thing I'll have to say about the Borderline Bar and Grill over there. Brian, Noel, and Troy, they really do a great job of raising awareness on certain things, also raising money for Time to Need. We just did a big Route 91 benefit show there a couple months ago and raised a lot of money for the victims that were falling locally. So, you know, once again, thank you to them for allowing us to come in this night and being able to have the proceeds go to this organization. I couldn't do it without them. So
great. And now, so that night, everybody's coming in. Is there like, are you going to be, you know, bidding on things? What are we going to find that night? Kim, maybe you can help us out.
Well, we are looking for raffle items and any kind of donations. So I do know that we have some great stuff. For those women, we are giving a certificate for microblading, and I think that the guys have, Justin, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we have a gun case.
Safe coming in, yes.
Yeah, gun safe. So anybody who would like to donate can go to devingerpals.org. Again, any raffle, any type of item that you could provide would be greatly appreciated.
Okay.
And we're also, you know, if companies want to come in and help us out there, they're more than welcome to post their banners the night of the event on there. So, you know, we'll, you know, spread the word out. Again, you know, these people coming out and doing something so gracious to help us out, we want to help them too. A little networking and around the community will be nice too.
So, Justin, let me just kind of get a little bit so my listeners can kind of find out a little bit about who you are. Mm-hmm. Did you always love us? Playing and singing?
I have. I was blessed. I grew up in the family of musicians, actually rodeo cowboys and musicians. On the side of musician, my father, Dale Hansinger, played with Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, Freddie Fender, Freddie Hart. I mean, the list goes on and on. So kind of growing up, I'm like, you know, I'll think about doing this, but I was rodeoing full time and thought that was going to be my passion, way of life. Well, here I am, you know, 20 years later playing music full time. So it's really an awesome thing. Just Monday, we lost one of the best country music singers of all time, in my opinion, a friend of mine by the name of Daryl Singletary. Had several number one hits. And, you know, one thing about the music, it brings people around, and it either makes you happy, sad, or with doubt. And so that night, we're going to be doing some of Daryl's stuff, talk to his wife, and we're going to kind of do some of the stuff and get some video and send it them to Nashville.
There you go. I love it. You know what? You're absolutely right. Music is like food. Okay, it takes you right back to wherever you were at that time in your life. Or, you know, I don't know. You know, thinking of Northridge. Okay, I went out there to Granada Hills High School, and you know the songs that you play. Kim, can you relate to that when they play and you could kind of take you right back to going, oh gosh, that was a great time, or maybe there was a loss in your family or that kind of thing. Kind of like food, you go, oh yeah, this feels good. So I love that, and you know, and that's what these kind of things do. They're just feel good you know, it's a feel-good, you know, adventure, and I love that. So, again, where can people find out more about you?
You can go on our Facebook page, Justin Hansinger Music, or just myself, Justin Hansinger, or our website, justinhansinger.com. Like I said, locally around, we'll do a once-a-month plug at the Cowboy Palace. We'll do special events at the Borderline. We're going to be playing with Justin Moore and Tyler Farr at the Oakheart, actually, Country Music Festival, June 2nd. We're on the main stage, and they haven't released the lineup, so I can't give that out yet, but we're actually going to be on the main stage for the Roundup in Simi Valley as well.
Oh, okay, cool. So you'll find us there out and about. Very cool. All right. Well, hopefully we'll get some tickets and get you back in here and talk about that.
We'll take care of that.
All right. Okay, so let's take a really quick break. I want to give some tickets away again, and then we'll find out also where we can get more tickets, and we'll do that. Again, give us we've got another pair here, so we'll do that right now. Call in at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and we'd love to get you over to, of course, the Borderline Bar, and that's happening Friday, March 9th. So, again, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Ventura Water has partnered with The Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back. We are having fun here on the Kim Pagano Show. I love when we have a whole studio full of people. And, of course, we've got Justin Hansinger. And, of course, we're talking about his birthday bash. We've got Captain Liam and, of course, Kim Ort. And we are talking about Devonshire Pals LAPD program. And we're talking about Borderline Bar. If you didn't already call in right now. We've got tickets for that we're giving away. But not only that, Justin brought a CD and also a couple t-shirts. So Justin, tell us a little bit about that.
I brought in a CD for you guys on our last album that we put out, I think a year ago. And then we brought in some new merchandise that we just launched at the beginning of this year. Our new logos put on it and our new branding.
Nice, nice. All right. Okay. So again, this is the third annual one, right? And what do you do in between to support the PALS? And how do we kind of find out if somebody wants to donate their time or if they want to donate, stuff? talk to us about that?
Yeah, you can definitely go on our website. It's www.devingerpals.org, or call the center. Unfortunately, I don't have the number, but they are located at 8721 Wilbur. Please, please come in and take a tour. It's the most amazing place. It's definitely, as Kim said, it's such a feel-good environment. And knowing that you're changing these kids' lives, it's just incredible.
Kim, do you have children?
I do.
And how old are they?
I have a 28-year-old, 27-year-old, and a 11-year-old.
Ah, okay. So you're like me, older and wiser, right? So there you go. All right. Captain Liam, do you want to add something?
I was going to say another way they could support it, we have a golf tournament coming up, and all of that goes to support the PAL Center.
Okay, there you go. So where's the golf tournament? Talk to us about that.
The golf tournament is May 6th, and it will be at Porter Ranch. Mm-hmm. So all of you who love to have to do golf, it's just an amazing, fun event. It's pretty competitive, and we do have, you know, the captain there, and I believe we're maybe the chief will be there, Chief Sherman. So we have a lot of fun, and food and drinks, and it's a full day of just entertainment.
Very cool.
Good councilman will be there as well. Mitch Englander should be there, hopefully, if he's available.
Okay, very cool. All right. Well, I so appreciate you sharing your birthday bash. We're here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thanks, Kim.
And thank you, all of you, for coming in. Of course, this is our first hour. We've got a whole nother hour to go. And I'd love to share us a CD and a T-shirt. So give us a call right now at 805-419-0008. We always end our shows with a moment of happiness. The greatest pleasure in life is doing what people say you cannot do. And thank you all for doing what you're doing, because that's what it is. We all have to work together to make this a better place. And so, again, thank you so much for sharing your event with us. And your birthday. All right.
Thanks.
All right. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.